The Ukrainian government troops and pro-Russia forces failed to observe a new ceasefire in the eastern region of Donbass. This ceasefire was meant to take hold during the Easter holiday. The warring sides blamed each other for the violation of ceasefire.
Despite the so-called Easter ceasefire coming into force on midnight March 30th, militants have already committed 6 ceasefire violations between midnight and 11 a.m. today.
The situation in eastern Ukraine remains tense. The peace deal reached in Belarusian capital Minsk in 2015 stopped large-scale hostilities but failed to resolve the crisis. The warring sides have made agreements on cessation of hostilities many times before big holidays, but some analysts say these steps are to little avail unless a comprehensive solution is achieved.
What's happening on the field, this fire is really, yes, it's good because it saves lives of people. But in general, I don't believe that through these small agreements we can really reach the full-scale peace. There should be a big settlement of the issue, a big understanding between the West and Russia, how we move on with regard to Donbass.
The architects of the existing peace process, Ukraine, Russia, Germany and France, welcomed the ceasefire and pledged to consider ways for speeding up the implementation of the Minsk deal in the coming months. But some analysts do not expect any progress, while Russian and American envoys Vladislav Surkov and Kurt Volker hold talks on the introduction of a peacekeeping mission to Donbass.
I actually think that it's impossible to implement the Minsk agreements now, because we have parallel format Surkov, Vladislav Surkov and Kurt Volker. So everybody anticipates the result or the absence of result for this format.
The conflict in eastern Ukraine claimed lives of 10,000 people since it began in April 2014. 4 years after the start of the conflict in Ukraine, amid rising tensions between Russia and the West, the prospects of a fast, peaceful resolution between the army and pro-Russia forces seem to be bleaker than ever. Leon Savchuk, Press TV, Kiev.